This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh, sugar. SubhanAllah, what if these were the last words that you were to say? You were to meet Allah saying these words. And I'm going to tell you a story, a true story that happened to one of our brothers. And the story is so profound because we know from the teachings of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that how we're going to meet Allah is on the action that we died upon. The action that we're doing, the thing that we're saying, this is how we're going to meet Allah. So this brother, he was crossing the road. Alhamdulillah, he was going for a good thing. He was going to pray in the masjid. But as he was going, he was about to get hit by a car. The car was speeding on the road. So he jumped out of the way. And his tongue had become accustomed, just like so many of us. And these actions, we have something in our hand, it drops out of our hands. Oh, sugar. Something happens, we get angry. Oh, fudge, huh? We say these words that shouldn't be on the tongue of the Muslim in the first place. But what happens is that when it gets on your tongue and this becomes your custom, you become accustomed to saying these words at the time that you need to say, La ilaha illallah. The person who says, La ilaha illallah, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us, at the time of death, enters in the Jannah. Now death is about to hit me. So I need to be able to say, La ilaha illallah. But it's difficult to say when what's on my tongue at the time of, sugar. That's what happened to the brother. He was about to get hit by the car and he jumped out of the way. As he was jumping, he said, I could feel the car graze my leg. And the words that came out of my mouth at that time of need, when I needed to say, Ya Allah, SubhanAllah, La ilaha illallah. I said, oh sugar, SubhanAllah. And he grazed him. He said, just another inch, it could have hit me. Flip me in the air and I could have been dead and I would have met Allah saying, oh sugar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Reflect on this story and get your tongue accustomed to saying La ilaha illallah, to saying subhanAllah, to saying Ya Allah. Because if it's not accustomed to it, and that's why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the companions came to him and said, oh Sunni, give me some advice. He said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. He said, your tongue should constantly be moist with the remembrance of Allah. When you're constantly remembering Allah, that's what's on your tongue. At the time of thee, when you need to say La ilaha illallah, you need to say SubhanAllah, it's going to come out naturally. And then you'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, saying La ilaha illallah, saying SubhanAllah, saying Allahu Akbar, saying Ya Allah.